Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. We've got a bonus of Community Connection today, and we've got a local celebrity of note. And when I mean note, that means she's an author. She writes things. Mysteries. No mystery to a lot of us. Mary Coley, how you doing?
Good. Thank you, John. Thanks for having me.
Well, I got to tell you, I just got a little brief history lesson just before we went on the air, but you write a lot about our area.
I do.
And it goes back to your family being here for, well, a long, long time. Bring us up to date on that.
Well, I have a website, Mary Coley Mysteries, and I do write about things that have happened in this area. History involved with mysteries and with a little bit of romance tucked in.
Aww.
And I became very interested in genealogy about 15 years ago, mm-hmm. and part of that sparked my first story, which was Cobwebs, which is set in Pawhuska and ties in with the Osage murders.
Oh, my.
And this was long before the big book, nonfiction book, was written and mm-hmm. the movie and all of that. In fact, that book came out in 2013. At the time, I was working for the Nature Conservancy up there on the Tallgrass Prairie. I mm-hmm. was their education director for the state. Mm-hmm. And I began to investigate some things for that book and began to look into my own genealogy. And I knew that there was a part of my family tree that I didn't know very much about. So I have been investigating that and have discovered that I have a boatload of relatives here that I'm just dying to meet. And I have to talk a little bit about that family history.
Yeah.
Both of my great-great-grandfathers settled mm-hmm. in what became Washington County. And they moved here in the 1880s. So they were early, early folks here. One of them was John Winfield Scott Jones, who was born in 1854 in Illinois, moved to Paris, Texas area, and then they moved up and settled 6 miles southeast of Bartlesville in the Cherokee Nation. He had 4 children. One of them was Frank Asbury Jones, and he was listed in 1910 as the assessor to Jackson Township, which I guess is right here in this mm-hmm. area. And he was a pioneer farmer and stockman who came here in 1885 from Honey Grove, Texas. At about that same time, my Evans side of the family, William Goldsmith Evans and his wife Mary Ann Harp, were both also here, had moved to the Cherokee Nation from Ohio, and they were among the first settlers in the Fish Creek Territory, which I guess is another mm-hmm. area kind of southeast of town. So these two met and got married.
There we go, right, they got a little picture
and
there.
And here they are, if you can see them.
They can, there you go.
Yeah.
Right there on the Facebook Live.
Yeah. So anyway, all 4 of these pioneers, my great-great-grandparents, John Winfield Scott Jones, Martha Matilda Jones, William Goldsmith Evans, and Mary Ann Harp are buried in the White Rose Cemetery here in Bartlesville. And so I've investigated their graves and been there and tried to learn all about them. And then one of their daughters, they had 11 children. And one of them was my grandmother, and this is Martha Marie Jones Deffenbaugh, who was my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, I'm excited to be here in town and talking a little bit about my history and also the books that I've written. This is the mm-hmm. the 4 books that are kind of are set in this area. Cobwebs is the one set in Pawhuska. Beehives is the one that's set at Osage Hills State Park, mm-hmm. right outside of town. And then the Chrysalis is set in Ponca City. And the book Ant Dens was actually set in New Mexico.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah. Well, there's, of course, the whole idea of the insects
sure.
Makes people a little bit creepy crawly usually. Mm-hmm. And the titles are symbolic.
Understood.
So they're not actually about the insects.
No, not at all.
Even though I am a science teacher, environmental educator by trade, I pulled those into my books as a symbolic type of thing. Mm-hmm. The cobwebs has to do with mental cobwebs. Mm-hmm. Of the woman not knowing her ancestry or what had happened in Pawhuska to her great-grandparents. Mm-hmm. And Beehives touches on the CCC, WPEA history of the park. Mm-hmm. And just kind of the idea that a beehive is just rumbling with activity.
Good symbolism.
Right. And Aunt Dan's had to do with a lot of stuff that was actually happening underground in the story.
Mm-hmm.
So
there you go.
They all feature the same main character. Mm-hmm. And she is a woman in her 30s who is a science teacher, by the way. Mm-hmm. And then my most recent book that just came out is Blood on the Mother Road.
Ooh.
And it is a sequel to Blood on the Cimarron, mm-hmm. which won a big award in New Mexico, Arizona. It won the Tony Hillerman Award. And Tony Hillerman was a very famous Southwestern mystery writer who wrote about the Navajo Nation.
Mm-hmm.
So Blood on the Cimarron did really well when it came out a few years ago, so I've just finished the sequel, which is Blood on the Mother Road.
Where can we find these books?
Well, these books are available at all online booksellers.
Amazon and any of the other
bookstores online. They also are available here in town at Wendell's Rock and Jewelry.
Hey, go out there and say hi to him.
Go out there and say hi to him at Wendell's.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, they have been a great outlet for me for several years, and I've actually have done a book signing out there at Wendell's and hope to do another in the future. But Tammy Ross keeps all of my stuff well stocked there at Wendell's. So I have to put in a big plug for Wendell's.
Well, I tell you what, they're good friends of the station, good friends of all of us here personally. So yeah, that is really neat. Now, we've got some movie type people around here. Anybody been picking up your book and calling you there from...
They haven't yet. Now, I'm still hoping that will happen. I know
that would be kind of cool.
I know they're in the area and filling up your hotels and, you
apartments,
know.
Apartments, everything.
Mm-hmm. Of course, these would be fiction books, mm-hmm. and what they're filming is a nonfiction. Mm-hmm. But, hey, I can see it happening.
There you go. Now, what got you started? It was your own history of your family being in this area that really got you thinking, maybe I could write a book.
Well, I've always thought I could write a book.
Yeah.
I've loved to write ever since I was two.
Oh.
I was born and raised in Enid.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mother, who came from this area and graduated from Dewey High School in 1934, I believe it was, I was over here in this area a lot as a child. But I have always loved northern Oklahoma, and especially northeastern Oklahoma. And we spent a lot of time here as a child. So when I learned the first real mystery to me that I had to write about was the one about the Osage murders. And then after that, I just began to really get into the history of the region and began to see that there were ways to write mysteries that could incorporate some of that history, mm-hmm. without being like a school book.
Oh, yeah. We want to take the reader for
a ride. Right.
Nice one where they have some familiarity and also some imagination.
Right.
Well, that's pretty clever.
So I've been writing fiction for about almost 20 years. Before that, every job I had, I was writing in some capacity. But I even did a stint at the Ponca City News as a reporter, mm-hmm. over there in the 80s.
Oh, my.
So.
Now, do you have your own website where people can kind of learn about you?
I do. And it's very simple. It's just my name, marycoley.com. I don't know if you can see that really well on the screen.
Yep, there you go, marycoley.com.
Yeah, marycoley.com. Mm-hmm. And I also sell my books on that website.
Okay.
But you can read a lot of information about me, my history with all the jobs that I've had over the last umpteen years. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of varied positions from writing to teaching to training and that sort of thing.
Well, that's great. So, this is going to be very fascinating. So, folks, let your fingers do the walking a little bit. Type it out there on the old internet. And
should I put that up there? Yeah.
There you go. And then, of course, I'll have this on the Facebook page and maybe a little story here on our website, too, with all the information on that.
Right. And I am on Facebook, too, as mm-hmm. Mary Coley Author.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Man, that is something I've always wanted to do. Hey, I'm going to sit down and write a book. Well, you know what? You don't do it in 20 minutes and it's done.
You know,
it takes 20 months in some cases.
Right.
So you come up with the idea, you kind of scratch out a little bit of an outline and fill it in with a lot of art.
Well, yeah, the process is different for me. I do start out with a bit of an outline, but mm-hmm. sometimes the story changes as you're writing it.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you get
this turns
ideas.
A little bit better.
And sometimes the characters even speak to you and turn the story. So that's what I've had happen in a couple of my books, is that I got to the ending and I realized the ending I'd planned was not the ending.
No.
Which is especially interesting in the mystery genre, mm-hmm. because, of course, one of the keys to it is both having cliffhangers and having red herrings that send their readers off in other directions.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of times the red herrings have sent me off in the wrong direction.
Well, you know, you're going to get into a great book if you know the author's going, hey, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, yeah. So I am pretty well known for lots of twists and turns.
Wow, that's great. Well, Mary Coley, it has been great having you on board here today. And once again, we can pick up the books out there at Wendell's Rock and Jewelry, right?
You can. You can.
All right. Say hi to Tammy and everybody out there.
I will.
And then, of course, online, you can get them there at Amazon and all the other places that
right.
you buy your books online. They're going to be there, too. And you can even buy them directly. Cut out the middleman.
From my website. And you know, shipping is included, and I autograph them. If you buy them from me, I autograph them and send them to you.
Well, that is amazing. So when you got the award for Blood on the Cimarron.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did you get a call and say, hey, guess what? You know, come on over to New Mexico. We got something for you. How'd that happen?
I was pretty blown away, really. It was very exciting. I entered that contest because my husband and I travel out in New Mexico a lot and have a little place outside Santa Fe where we like to go and hang out.
That's beautiful
area. I technically can be considered a resident of New Mexico.
Well, congratulations on the award. Here's hoping that the follow-up, Blood on the Mother Road, finds a similar success, if not better.
Thank you.
And by the way, Mr. Scorsese, she's here, you know. Doing a movie. Again, thank you very, very much. And always a pleasure to meet new authors and people right here in our own backyard that are doing what you only speculate that the folks in New York City or out in L.A. dude are doing. And this is really kind of cool. Let us know if you're going to have a book signing someplace. We'll let folks know about it.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
All righty. You've been listening to our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust at AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Our guest has been Mary Coley, the author. And we've got news coming up in just a moment here from CBS, plus our local news immediately following.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227 CQ Bartlesville.